We're learning Masechtas Beis after Alanim and Beis. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Masna, Eitzim Shenoshim Nadekel Techatanu BeYamtiv. If you have wood that fell off a tree into an oven on Yamtiv, Ma'amar LeMeitzim Mechanim Mevatlam. The wood itself is Muksa because it was Mechumer on Erev Yamtiv, Benish Mashis. But you could be Ma'amar the Eitzim that aren't Muksa, be Mevatel the Atzei Muksa and use them." So Gemara says, "Vakam Hapach BeYisura." You're being metalful muksa, because when you're pushing around the fire, some of the wood is muksa. So the Gemara answers, Kaylin de Ruba de Teir Neu, Kikamahabach Beteir Kamahabach. Since most of it's mutter, most of the wood is mutter, so therefore it's considered you're being mahabach with mutter wood. Rashi says there is a batal bereif. So the Gemara asks, Vakamavatal Isur lechatchila, Vetanan aim of al nisal lechatchila. So why is there a problem of Val Nisr Chachila? Tani Milibi Deraisa, Avabonim of Val. This is Deraisa, you can't be Mavatal Chachila, and this is the Rabbanim you could. Lavashi, the Amma called Ovish Sheish the Matil for the Rabbanim Le Batal Michael and Mimer. How could it be Batal? Ravashi says that Ovish Sheish the Matil, even by the Rabbanim's are in Batal. Hani Milihecha the Ikali Surah Be'ene. It's only when the Isser is dead. Hachamikli Kali Surah, here the Isser is being burnt. That is a Machlaikis Rishayim Lamaskana. Are you allowed to be mevatar isur lechatchila by an isur derabbanan? The Gemara is mashmi, why? Taisus here talks about it. Taisus maskul tanane mevatlin. He says he brings rayas that he can't bring be mevatar isur derabbanan lechatchila, and he makes a chilek a derabbanan which is ikre mideraisa. It has a source mideraisa, even though this particular case is derabbanan like truma, where dog and tirush v'yitzer is deraisa and shayim peyus are derabbanan. So that's called ikrim in deraisa, and you're not mevatel isur chachila. But something which was completely derabanan like muksam, you are mevatel. That's the isur shita. The management teres abayis says a different chiluk to answer the rayis that we find that you can't be mevatel isur derabanan chachila. That if it wasn't nisarif altogether, so then you can't be mevatel isur chachila. But let's say it's already nisarif, but it's not kadei bittul, and you want to add to the teruvus and make a kadei bittul. There is a chiluk, but deraisa you can't. As long as it's not vatal, you have to ask for the whole teruvus, you can't be mevatal more. But by the rabbanans, you could. And that's why in this case, it's eitzim shenoshim and adekel utaychatan is already wood there. There's a teruvus, it's just not vatal, so you can add wood and be mevatal it. But the Rosh and other Rishayim also, the Ran, the Ra'am, they say that in all cases, doesn't matter if it's ikrim in a Torah or not ikrim in a Torah, it doesn't matter if it was not Nisarev at all, or it's Nisarev but it's just not Batal. Even by Nisar Durabanan, it can't be Mavatal Isla Chetchila. So what's the pshat in this Gemara? It's being Saimach on the Maskana. Mikli Kali Yisura. Here's a special heter because the Issa is being destroyed. When it's Mikli Kali Yisura, just like you don't have the din of Davi Shesha Matir, who a din you don't have the din of Eimavatal and Isla Chetchila. But any time you don't have Mikli Kali Yisura, like all cases of the Rabbanan, whether it's Ikrim in the Torah or not, whether it's Isayrif or not, you'll have a problem of Eim Aval and Isla Chetchila. Now in Hilchus Teruvus, Yaridayim, Simon Tzadik Tesev of the Shulchan Aruch passages like the Rashba, no chiluk about whether it's Ishla Ikrim in the Torah, but the Vart is if it's Nisayrif, then you could be Meisif on the Teruvus until you have the Shia Bittul, but now when it's not Nisayrif, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. But there are more paskens like the Rosh, that you never mevatel it. The Gemara here is, of course, the Mikli Kali Yisura. Now, Kubi, you could say, in this case, the Rosh will come out Lekula, because the Rashba that says that you could always be mevatel on this Rabbanah, but only if it's Nisarev. So in this case, also, it would only be if it's Nisarev. So if the Eitzim were Be'en, you wouldn't be able to put more Eitzim in mevatel Chachil if it was never Nisarev. But according to the Rosh that holds that always you can't be Vatzis Rabbanan no matter what, and here it's difficult because of Mikli Kali Yisurei, so here where it's Taka Mikli Kali Yisurei, you could say that even if it was not Nisarev, you'd be able to mimavato it. The Rashbi and Chedushim is Mashmei. The Rashbi and Chedushim brings both days, brings the side of Nisarev, like he says in Teres of Ais. He brings the side of the Rosh that's only Mikli Kali Yisurei. And when he brings the side of the Rosh, it's Mashmei that that would work even if it's not Nisarev. The Shaar HaTzion in the Shulchan Aruch HaRechayim Siman Tavkuv Zayin, we're here, we're discussing the Eitzim Shenoshu B'tei Chadekel, where he brings the Paiskin that say it's only when it was in Sarev already, So he brings the dais that maybe even if it's not Nisarif, he says in the Tshuvas and Rashba, certain places the Rashba says it has to be Nisarif, certain places he says it doesn't. Vaisus here is Mesupik Bazeh. Now we're going to Alzbitl, the Ran, and the Chedushe Rashba said it first, says that the case here is when after you put in the Eitzim Muchanim, you have no way of discerning which one is the Eitzim that was not Muksa, and which was the Eitzim that was Nashu Min Adeka L'Teich HaTaner. If you're able to tell which is which, that's not Bittul Beroiv. Bittul Beroiv is when you have the Teruvus, you don't know which is the Issa, which is the Heter. If you could see clearly, this is the Issa, this is the Heter, so that's not called Bittul Beroiv. As they zak the Ran and the Rashba, and that's the Psak of the Ramah, Simen Tavkov Zayin Siv Beis. But Maisa, the Bialach of there brings that there are Paiskim that don't seem to hold that way. He brings the Rashba in Chedushim, we'll get to a little bit another Pshat in the Rashba, brings the Rashba in Chedushim in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chof Tes, says the following. It says, Masikim Mekelim, Ve'im Masikim B'Shivei Kelim. Rabbi Yehuda holds of Neilut. That means, if something was not Mucham Yibayid Yayim for a certain thing, the Hachana it received on Shabbos, that's called Neilut. So the Gemara gives three cases on Yom Tif of Neilut. One is if you have a Keli, you have a wooden Keli, you're allowed to use that wooden keli for firewood, even though it's not aimed for firewood, but since it's aimed for use, it's a keli, you can use it for whatever you want, you could even burn it and use it as firewood. But if it broke, the kara wasn't meant to be firewood, it was meant to be used as a keli, and now it broke and it became firewood, so that's neilad, aima sikim b'shivei keli. Same thing it says there about walnuts, that you could use walnuts as firewood, but when you crack the walnut and eat the fruit, and now you have the shells, so the shells originally were part of the fruit, and now they became firewood, that's neilad. But the Gemara asked the Kasha by Shiva Kalim, when you're masikim b'kalim, when you go and put a keli, you have, let's say, a wooden chair, you put it into the fire, and then it becomes a sheva keli. So how does that work? The Gemara asks the same question, the Gemara asks here, b'kam habach b'yisura. So the Gemara answers, could there have masna? That you marim b'lem eitzim b'chanim m'valim, could there have masna? The Amr of masna eitzim shenoshim in a dekel, that the way you do it is that you have Eitzim Muchanim and therefore it's not a problem. Zok the Rashba there, this is the Chedushe Rashba in Shabbos Daf Chof Tes. They have, you were Masikim B'Kelim, became a Sheva Keli, I become a Sampach B'Yisura, Teretz is Marvam Eitzim Muchanim. Zok the Rashba, Leimi Teretz Bittul Nogaba. It's not Bittul, we're not dealing with Bittul. Because if it's Be'en, and it's nikkur b'shas tashmisha, it's ain't a bottle. So you could tell which is the chair and which is the wood. Elahacha ain't it tzarech levatel. Here, you don't have to levatel. It's tzarech raiv. Why? Shalo yiroa ke metaltel lesa isur ke metaltel behetter. So it shouldn't seem like being metaltel isur, it would seem like being metaltel heter. Ke metaltel b'shev v'klevik atiltel min atzad. So the Rashba says, clearly it's okay if it's nikkur, because the heter here is not bittel. The heter here is a heter of tiltul min atzad. So the Bialach is bothered by the steer of the Rashba, but he rather holds that the rush at the end of Siman Aleph is mashma, that there's no problem of nikkur. That's what he says. Not so clear in the rush, but you look there at the rush at the end of Siman Aleph, he's talking about if you're using wood that you already used on Yom Tov. Bekitzer. He buys Tzarechim, because there are more Lamaisa Paskins, like the Ran and the Chedushe Rashba here, that if it's nikkur, it's not batal. But it's really a shtickle pella, because the Gemara, how could you say it's al tiltul min atzad? What's pshat in the Chedushe Rashba Shabbos? The Gemara asks the Kashem about Nesach Achila and Dav Sheish Lamatirim. What's the pshat? It's not bittul b'chal, it's tiltul min atzad. It's a shtickle pella. So really, we have two kashas. We have a kasha of the steer in the Rashba. The Rashba says it's not going to Otzbitl, it's nikkur, and it's going to because there's no problem, because since there are other wood there, blaim stiltul min atzad. And the Rashba here says, and the Rashba here says, koi, it's going Otzbitl, has to be that it's not nikkur. And also, what's takib shat? How could you say that it's not Otzbitl? How does it stem with that Gemara that asks the kasha from Emavat Lanisla Chatkila? And from Davos Sheish Lamatir. So the Afikei Yam in Simchav Gimel, and also Reb Shmuel Uzavsky is Mechamed to the same thing in Zichron Shmuel Simchav Dalad, they say Gval the Gibshat. And the Afikei Yam has other kashas. He says, First of all, what does the Gemara mean, Mikli Kali Surit? Primagonim asks his Kasha. He says, I mamish don't understand it. When you're moving around the Muksa, it's not Mikli Kali Surit. It's Be'en. So how does Mikli Kali Surit help you for a bittel when you're moving around the wood, when you're being metalpul in the wood? So that's one Kasha. Another Kasha is that the Gemara asks a kasha, it's Dav Vesheish L'Matirim, there's Yosef in the Tzlach, early on Dav Gimel Amud Beis, that he says that Dav Vesheish L'Matirim is Davka by eating or using it in a way that it gets destroyed. But when you have an Isra Anah, and you want to use it in a way that it doesn't get destroyed, it doesn't pass Dav Vesheish L'Matirim. He says the Svara is, what's Dav Vesheish L'Matirim? Now the point is, why be Saimacham Bittul when you can use it without being Saimacham Bittul? But here, if I'm having a no, I'm being metaltal it, I could be metaltal now and later. So it's not like, why be Saimach a bittul, why not wait and use it without bittul? The fact that I could use it later without bittul doesn't affect whether I'm going to use it now with bittul. So Mela, I want to use it now, so I need bittul for that. I is saying wait till later? I want to use it both times. By eating, I can only eat it once. So the question is, when should I eat it? Should I eat it now and be Samech Abitl? No, wait for later and not be Samech Abitl. But by moving it, I can move it both times. So there's no reason why the fact that I can move it later without being Samech Abitl to say that I can't move it now and be Samech Abitl. I can move it both times. So the Shaila is Rekhtaf VKM. So there's no problem with Dav Vesheish L'Matirin Betul. So I Ben Zayi, what's the Gemara's Kasha here that's a Dav Vesheish L'Matirin? Here we're dealing with Tiltul. By Tiltul, there's no Dav Vesheish L'Matirin because you can move it both times. So Bekitzer, we have like four Kashas. We have a Steer in Rajba. The Rajba here says that the Yisoid of Eitzim Mechanim is Bittul and you need it shouldn't be Nikr. And the Rajba in Shabbos says the Yisoid of Eitzim Mechanim is Tiltul Menatzan and it doesn't matter if it's Nikr. And it's also Shver because the Chayr Kalim, like the B'Alacha says, would be Nikr. You have the problem that how could you say that it's not on Zbittel, like the Rajb and Shabbos, here it's Mavur, it's on Zbittel. The Gemara asked the Kasha for him about Nislach Atkila and from Dav Vesheish L'Matirin. And you have the Kasha that it's the Prima Godim's Kasha. Why are we saying Mikli Kali Yisur? Beshas the Tiltul, it's not burnt yet. And we have the Kasha, the Fikiyam's Kasha, according to the Tzlach, by Tiltul, you're not going to say Dav Vesheish L'Matirin. So Tainet Afikiyam and the Bshul Rizovsky, we're dealing with two different Isurim. There's one Isur to be Metaltal Muksa. There's another Isur to use Muksa. See, the Rajma in Masech Shamas, the Shtikla right before that Rajma, says like this. He says, having Hanoah for Muksa, like he says, you must seek him Bekelim, and it becomes a Shevet Keli, and the Gemara only asks the Kasha that you're moving it around, like a Masabach be Isurah. Why don't you ask a Kasha having Hanoah? There's nothing wrong with having Hanoah for Muksa. If the, here also, the Eitzim Shnoshim and Dekel Techatana, if you're not moving it around, there's no problem. There's no problem, Stam, that Eitzim went into your fire and now it's burning Eitzim Shalmuksa, you'll have to have a no. But Zakhtar Rajba Shtamshus is Asr. For you to light the Eitzim, even if you don't move them, but for you to light the Eitzim, that's called using the Eitzim. Who would need to sit down on Muksa, even without moving it? We mentioned this in previous Shurim. That's called using Muksa. Using Muksa is an Isr. And we said, that's v'chinus ha-sheyaviyu, that achilus muksa is aser, and hu adin ishtamshus ha-muksa, the tainat rajb is the same thing like achilus muksa. So when you light these eitzim, now when oshim nadekel otechataner, there's two problems. The problem of tiltul, when you're being metaltal it, when you're mixing it around. There's also a problem when you're lighting it, there's a problem of ishtamshus ha-muksa. Now vir, there's no problem of ishtamshus. By the case of masikim v'kelim, there's no problem of ishtamshus ha-muksa because you lit it when it wasn't muksa. But here, when you're lining it when it's muksa, so here you're going to have a problem of ishtamshus muksa. So let's go with the Rajma in Shabbos. That when the Gemara says about the kashava kamasapach bi yisura, and the Gemara answers, kika mahapach b'teirika mahapach, the Gemara does not mean bitul b'raif. The Gemara means tiltul menatzad. So in that Gemara in Shabbos, there is no problem other than tiltul. Because that Gemara, you lit a kli. So you never mishtamish b'muksa. You mishtamish with a kli. Afterwards it became a Shevet Kli, and you had Anah from the Shevet Kli, that's the Rajba over there, the Rajba right before that, that's called Anah, the Memela, that's Mutter by Muksa. But as long as you didn't light a Dava Muksa, you weren't Masik with a Dava Muksa, so you weren't either the Din of Ishtamshus or Muksa. What's the Gemara's Kasha there? Tiltul. when you're mixing around the fire with the poker, you're being metalta muksa. And that the Teretz says could Rav Masna, meaning in Rav Masna we see there's no issa tiltul. Because it's not batal. It's only batal my mikli kali yisura. Otherwise you have a problem. It's not batal. And here by Sheva Keli it's not batal. What's the heter? The heter is because since you're not being mahapak with Isra alone, you're doing it together with heter, it's tiltul menatzad. But here the Gemara wants to know another thing. You're lining muksa. When you're lining muksa, it's a new issa called the shtamshut muksa. That's another issa. That, for that issa, you need bittul. On that, the Gemara says, emavalan issa l'chatchila. For the issa of tilt, there's no problem. I don't need bittul. That's what the Rashi Shabbos is saying. But for the issa of shtamshut muksa, it's only bittul. Emavalan issa l'chatchila. And that, the Gemara says, no, that's only by the Raisa, by the Rabban and Yemavatl. You have a problem, davish sheish l'matir. That the Gemara says it's mikli kol yisur because the issa shtamshus b'muksa is not when it's be'en. The shtamshus is really taking place when it's mikli kol. Now it's true. It's you're lining the fire is being mishtamish b'muksa because you're using it by mikli kol yisur. But you have the teretz of mikli kol yisur. The issa is the shtamshus. You're lining this fire, but when are you using the fire? Using the fire by mikli kol yisur. So that's why there's not a problem with bittul. And Gevaldige Teretz in the steer of the Rashba. The Issa Tiltul, that's not Bittul, it's Tiltul Menatzad. And that's why it works by Kelim Musa. There it's Nikr, but it's Tiltul Menatzad. The Issa of Muksa, of Ishtamshus of Muksa, that you don't have the head of Tiltul Menatzad. You're being Mishtamish of Muksa. There it's Alts Bittul, and that's our Sugya. Because our Sugya, you're lining it when it's Muksa, as opposed to that Sugya, you're lining it when it's a Keli. The issa is shtamshus muksa, that's bittul. So the question is, the question is the avishesh matir. The answer is it's the rabbana. The answer is it's mikli kol yisure, because the shtamshus takes place by mikli kol yisure. That's the teretz of the fikayam and the Shmuel Rozovsky. Now Rashi here says, not the way. Rashi here clearly says that on the kashuv of kamasapach b'yisure, kevin derub the teren in the keeping kamahapach b'teren kamahapach, Rashi says the issa batul b'raif. So even on Tiltul Rashi says it's as bittul b'raif. But you could still answer the Prima Gadim's kasha, I think. Because the Prima Gadim's kasha is the Issa Tiltul, it's not Mikli Kol Yisurei. That you maybe could say a teretz, that for the Issa Tiltul, there's no problem with Davashesh and Matirim like the Tzlach. On Tiltul, you don't say Davashesh and Matirim because you can Tiltul both times. Davashesh and Matirim is only a problem with the Issa Shtamshus. And in that, the answer is Mikli Kol Yisurei. But you're going to have to say, Lagabe Emaval and Isla Chatchila, you don't need Mikli Kol Yisur. But Rashi can learn that way. So Lagabe Emaval and Isla Chatchila, the answer is, it's the Rabbanan. It's the Rabbanan, so you can battle Isla Chatchila. And that would be both for Tiltul and for Ishtamshis. And for Tiltul, you need Bittul Bereiv. And for Ishtamshis, you need Bittul Bereiv. But the Kasha of Davashesh Matim is Dafke Ishtamshis. Because otherwise you have the tzlach, but totally you have the tzlach svar. They can tautle both times. Only for ishtamshis you have the kash davashishtilim, for ishtamshis you have the teretz of mikli kol yisuri. The alkopanim, that's the teretz of the fikayam and of Shmuel Rozovsky, that the two isurim, for totally the heter is totem and atzat, for ishtamshis the heter is bittul, and by ishtamshis you say mikli kol yisuri. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, shneyam tayim shel golius. Rav says no the bezem materis bezet. Rav Asi says no the bezet sur bezet. And the Gemara says maybe Rav Asi holds kedusha achasi. So Rav Asi holds kedusha achas, so it's like one long day. But Rav Asi may have dollar from one day to the next day. So the Gemara says Rav Asi was mesupik and he did each way lechumra. Lechumra he said kedusha achasi, and therefore he said the beit says asur. And lechumra he said you have to make havdalah. So the Tzlach wants to know like this: what's the pshat that we don't make havdalah at the end of Yantav Rishon? Rav Asi was mesupik if it's kedusha achas or shtei kedushas, and he made avdola because maybe it's shtei kedushas. We hold b'teris vaday shtei kedushas. Why don't we make avdola on mitzvah and division? He says you don't find the Gemara anyone arguing in Rav Asi. You don't find anyone says that you don't make avdola. But on the other hand, he didn't find any pesik, not rishon nor achrein, that even brings Rav Asi and tells us anything about making avdola on mitzvah and division. So he says the Shita Mekavetzis, he writes at the end of his shtickle, that Rav Asi was a Das Yachid. We don't pass him like Rav Asi, but he wants to know, where's Rav Asi a Das Yachid? Where's anyone arguing on Rav Asi? It's a Pella. But he says he figured it out, because the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin is Mavuri that way. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin discusses, when you have Shmini Atzeres, and we sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres because it's Sveikid Diyema, because we're mesubik that it's sukkah, so we have to sit in the sukkah. The Gemara says we do not make a bracha. Hilchasa, neziv yasvin and bruch aleim mevachinon. And why don't we make a bracha? Because it's a zilzul tiyamt, if that's what the Rishayim say. So you see that you don't make a bracha of leisha b'sukkah because it's a zilzul to the yamtif. It's like a stira. Enechinami u'machmir that it's both sukkahs and shmini atzeres. We don't make a zilzul to the yamtif, so don't do it. So who did avdala? When I can make avdala on yamtif sheni, that'll be a zilzul to the yamtif sheni. U'machmir the first day is yamtif and the second day is yamtif, but when I can make avdala because that's a zilzul. So there is a Gemara, it doesn't discuss directly Avdala, it discusses the Baruch HaLeish of Asukah, but there is a Gemara, which is Mavur from the Gemara, that you won't be able to make Avdala. He says the Ritva really says it there. Ritva says that Gemara of Mesiv Yasvin and Baruch HaLeim V'chinan is going not like a Vasi that was Mavdal and Mekanashim Ritav L'Charei and wasn't worried about Zilzula of Yantav Sheni. And he says, we pass not like a Vasi, so Mela, that's the Makar to our Minig not to make Avdala. But in the Etzim Sugya, there's a Minchas Chinuch, it's a mitzvah, Shin Aleph, that says he has a very hard time understanding Gemara. He says, Lo yisachisi lohavin shitas Gemara zu. And he's marich about his kushis, but the teichen of the kashis is like this. The Rambam says that they were mekadesh al piriya all the way till the days of Abaye and Rava. So he wanted to know, kumtos the days of Rav and Ravasi, they were much earlier than the days of Abaye and Rava. So, in the days of Rav and Ravasi, if they were in places where the Shluchim didn't reach, there was an actual suffix. They didn't know which day was Yom Tov. So how could it be Gzeiris Chachamim? This is the way he asked the Kasha. How could it be Gzeiris Chachamim to count both days as Yom Tov of Kedusha Achas? What was the point in Gzeira? If we already know which day is Yom Tov, and Chazal somehow want you to keep both days of Yom Tov anyway, so that's Gzeiris Chachamim to count both days as Yom Tov. But if we know, if we taka don't know which day is Yantiv, so there's a suffix. So why did Chazal make a gzeira? What's the pshat? He also says, Rashi says that Ravasi was mavdil miyantiv v'chavei, because Ravasi holds, we know which day is Yantiv. How's the shayach v'sham which is Yantiv, he wants to know? They're mekadesh ha'piriyah, how would you know? You're obviously in a place where the shluchim don't come, otherwise you'd be keeping one day. So according to the Rambam, that they were mekadesh ha'piriyah till Abayin Rava, what's the Parshat Pshat in this Gemara? How could it be Kedusha Achas, and how could Rav Asi have known which day is Yom Tov? That's what he wants to know. Elamai Tanit Deminchas Chinuch. Let's say not like the Rambam. Let's try to understand the Gemara and assume that from the early days of the Meram already they were in mekadesh ha'piriyah. So what's Parshat Taich? So now we understand the Machlokes Rav and Rav Asi. We know which day is Yom Tov because they're not Mekadesh al-Piri anymore. We're Mekadesh al-Pichesben. So we know al-Pichesben what day is Yom Tov is. It's not the visibility of the moon that's Keveya, it's the calendar that was already set up. Fine. But what's going on with the next Gemara then? Reb Zeir says, I'll bring a Raya that is Gush Achas, because we know the Kviya of the Arach, and we still do 2 days. Of course. What do you mean? In the beginning of the, I mean, that's the case. We're not Mekadosh HaPiriyah, even the days of Rav and Ravasi. And the Mechalikis is, what's the lumness of doing 2 days? Is it Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas? What type of Araya are you bringing from the fact that we know the Kvi Diachim would do 2 days? And what's Abaye saying? Abaye says, Kavasi the Rav Mistabra. Why? Because it says that they used to use Masuos. They used to use torches. And then they send Shluchim. And let's say the Kusim would be bottle, we do 1 day. And let's say the Shluchim would come, we do 1 day. 1 second. It's been long after the Kusim and the Shluchim. We do all B'cheshbon and we do 2 days. So what's Reb Zeir talking about? What's Abaye talking about? What's Pshat in the whole Gemara? As a fact, in Minchas Chinuch, he says he doesn't understand. If they were Mekadesh HaPiriyah till the days of Abaye and Rava, what's the whole discussion when they were still Mekadesh HaPiriyah? Of course it's Shtei Kedushas. You don't even know which day is Yom Tov, so of course you're keeping 2 days. And they were in Mekadesh al-Piriyah. So what's Reb Zeir and Abaye discussing? What's Reb Zeir saying in the beginning of Yaakov Dina Shreyema, and Abaye saying, no, there's Mitznan, Chilay Mesiyah Mesuyas, and then Mishakilkul Akusim, they sent Shluchim. That's all when they were Mekadesh al-Piriyah. They're not being Mekadesh al-Piriyah anymore. It's also the Sefer told this Yaakov here, and they also is very bothered with this sugya. But I think Pashup Shan in the Sugya Al Pi Rashi. That the Pashtas of Avada like the Rambam, the Kama Gemaris, that they were Mekadesh Al Piri in the times of the Amiron. So what's the Machlokes Rav and Ravasi? So I want to say one Nakuda. which I think is clear. There's a Gemara in Erev in Daf Lamed Tes that has a discussion on Shneiam Tovim for Rosh Hashanah. Right, Reb Deisa says, "Oivul fnei teva biyantiv shu Hashanah ayim machutzenu Hashem makeni shem mishchedish zeh mayim in lamacher, ulamacher ayim emayim in memesh." So how do I chacham? Machleikus Reb Deisa chacham by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Well, you don't know which day is Rosh Hashanah, and even in Eretz Yisrael they didn't know which day is Rosh Hashanah, like we see in the next sugya, because they couldn't send the shluchim right away. So the machleikus is when you daven for Amid on Rosh Hashanah, do you say either today or yesterday is Rosh Hashanah, or no, and the Gemara explains because it'll be Asul Zazuli Bey. So I see from the Gemara one thing, that in the times of Makadosh Al Piriyah, they daven the Shemayna Esrei davening, the Rosh Hashanah davening, both days of Rosh Hashanah, even though they were Takam Asupik. They had no idea which one was Rosh Hashanah, but they davened both. Here's the right. What did they do the night of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael? You weren't in Yerushalayim, like most of Eretz Yisrael, they weren't Eile Regel yet. And it came the 30th day of El, and they don't know. Is today going to be Rosh Hashanah? Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. What do they do for Ma'ariv? Rosh Hashanah davening or weekday davening? The answer from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Lamed Tes, Rosh Hashanah davening. Full Rosh Hashanah davening. By me, it's Pashat that they also said Kiddush. They said Kiddush both days of Rosh Hashanah. That's Ke'echel Asal Zazuli Bey. They said Kiddush both days of Rosh Hashanah. If not, they wouldn't say Kiddush at all. They said Kiddush both days of Rosh Hashanah. They blew shofar both days of Rosh Hashanah with a bracha. Just like they daven without saying any suffix, they blew shofar with a bracha both days of Rosh Hashanah. And that's the same thing I would believe on the mekaymus that the shluchim wouldn't come. What'd they do on Yom Tov? They daven Yom Tov davening or Chol davening? Avad Yom Tov davening. Both days, without any sveikis. And they did Kiddush, and when it came Pesach, they ate matzah and mar with a bracha both nights, and Sukkot, they ate the Sukkot with the bracha, because otherwise, then they didn't make a bracha either night. And they said, Shechiyanu, I mean, it's all Pasha that way. And the Makar, if you want a Makar, the Gemara in Erev, and Daf Lamed Tes, which says that they daven Rosh Hashanah davening both days, so who would then, in the places where they were far away, and they had a suffix by other Yom Tov, they daven Yom Tov davening both days, it's Pashat. And who would then Kiddush, and who would then Berachas HaMitzvos, and who would then Shechiyanu? Now you find also in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph, that the places that the Shluchim and Nisan got further than in Tishrei. Why? Very simple, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they couldn't go. So Nisan had 14 days to get there, and Tishrei, they only had 11, 12, whatever it is. They had to come the day after Rosh Hashanah, then they had all together, right? They're missing one day of Rosh Hashanah, they're missing one day because of Yom Kippur. So they didn't get as far in Tishrei. So the places where the Shluchei Tishrei didn't get to, even though the Shluchei Nisan got to it, they kept 2 days. Altzloy pluk. Now my guess is also, it's not Mamish Mefurish, but I think it's Pashit, that if the Shluchim would get the Chol HaMoed, they would continue keeping 2 days, the last days of Yom Tov. Ligara, from the places where the Shluchei Tishrei don't get to, but the Shluchei Nisan get to, they keep 2 days. So who would then, all the other places where the Shluchim don't get to for the first days of Yom Tov, they get to for the second days of Yom Tov, they keep 2 days. And Shavuos also. Shavuos really doesn't matter when they are Mekadesh L'Chodesh Iyar and Sivan. As long as you know when they are Mekadesh L'Chodesh on Nisan, you know when Shavuos is. Shavuos is 49 days, 50 days after Pesach. So, but they still kept 2 days of Shavuos as Mefurish in the Rambam, even though they knew. They knew for sure which day is Shavuos, because they already knew which day Pesach was. But they still kept 2 days when the Shluchim were there, also like Pluk. So a lot of times when they are Mekadesh Al-Piriya, they clearly knew which day was Yom Tov, and they kept 2 days, and they kept 2 days as far as the davening is concerned, and as far as the Kiddush, and as far as the Berachas HaMitzvos, and as far as the Berachas Shechiyanu, they kept both days as if they were Vaday. So Mamele, if this is all true, which I believe it is, so the Gemara is a good Shaila. Once you see that very often we know which day is Yom Tov, and we still keep 2 days, like with the Shluchei, Tishrei won't make it if the Shluchei Nisan are there. You keep 2 days. The last days, the Shmini Shel Pesach, Shmini Atzeres, you keep 2 days, even if the Shluchim came ready because they didn't come in the first days. Shuas, you keep 2 days. And whenever you keep 2 days, whether you know which day is right or you don't know which day is right, you're keeping 2 days as far as davening and Kiddush and everything like that is concerned, the Torah is Vaday. So that's a suffix. Whenever you have these 2 days that you're keeping, which there are already takanas in place to first of all keep 2 days, even if you happen to find out which one is Yantiv, if you can't always find out which is day Yantiv in this place. And second, to keep 2 days and daven the Yantiv, davening both days. So that was a shaila. Maybe they made a din that any place where the shluchim don't get to, if they don't get to all the time, has a din that 2 days, 2 days Yantiv of Kedusha Achas. Well, no. The takana was, it's a suffix, but you're allowed on a suffix to daven the yamtiv davening, shalayas ilizazule, and you have an isamalacha, but it's a suffix. That's kufa de machoik is Rav and Ravasi. Now, when Rav Zeirus said, kavasa de Ravasi mistabra, the idna bikim mikvi the archa of din and treyemi, Rashi said the pshan is kimu mikiv the archa, al yide chesin shmechashin toldasai, on ulumedim imnir biyam shalayashim malav. Clearly, Rashi is saying that the Kimla Mekiva Diacha that Reb Zeir is saying is not the Cheshbon of our calendar. It's the Cheshbon of astronomy, of knowing if the moon is visible. So they are Mekanesh Alpiria. But still, we somehow know which day they are Mekanesh Alpiria. Now, it's a good question. Mechatesa, maybe it was cloudy, maybe they didn't see it. But Vaistais, the calendar, well, the Sugis in Rosh Hashanah, the Avchaf and Erichin, which is mashman that the Beis Din really decided what they wanted to make it. There's din of ma'ayman ala edim. As I state in Unzir Sugya, that they can know which day Yantif is, even when they are Makadosh al Piriya. And that's Pshaner Ravasi also. When he made Avdallah from Yantif Chayre, he knew which day was Yantif. Now Reb Zeir is saying like this. So come this is what I think Reb Zeir's time is. In Reb Zeir's time, somehow the people got a hold of understanding very well the astronomy of the moon and the cheshbonus of Beis Din, and the people in Bavel would know with 100% certainty when Rosh Chodesh is, even though they're Mekadosh Al Piriya. Does state in Rashi, right? Kimon Mekivet the Archa they cheshbonus and cheshbonus told us, and that happened in Reb Zeir's time, and they still kept 2 days. So Reb Zeir said, if the din of keeping it was just when it's a suffix, so why would we still keep 2 days? It must be there was a takana. Taina d'Abaye, no. Look what happened. When they were Messiah Messiahs, they kept 1 day. When Shluchim would come, they keep 1 day. The whole din to keep 2 days is places where Shluchim aren't accessible. So you have a kasha, but they know because of the cheshbon. Vaisis cheshbon doesn't count. I guess maybe because cheshbon could be forgotten. So the gedur adavar is places which are accessible to the Kiddush HaChodesh, they could get that information through the Masuis or through the Shluchim, they keep 1 day. Places which don't have access to the Kiddush HaChodesh, even though they know about it because of Mechashon Todasei, they keep 2 days. But it can't be they made it 2 day on. If they wouldn't have made it that way, Taina d'Abaye. They wouldn't have made this Chalukim between if you have the information or not. They would have stopped saying 2 days no matter what, even if Shluchim could get there. Even if they're Messiah and Masuas. But they never did that. That's a Bayez Raya that is Kedush, that is Shtei Kedushas. Now, the Gemara then asked the Kasha, and I'm saying, and according to Abaye, why the fact that we can Mechashon Toldasa, why isn't that enough? That's not getting information from the Bez, and that's Chazal decided not to be Samechon. But, hey, yes, any time you get information from the Bez, and that works, that's a Raya, it's 1 day. Now, the Gemara that then asked the next Kasha, for Idna, the Adina Kivit the Acham Etama of Nitrayemi, I want to learn that's different than Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir was talking about Idna Bekin Kivit the Acham, Rashi says, because in Mechashon Toldasei, we know if it's near B'yom Shleishim. The Gemara that asks the next Kasha, Idna Adina Kivit the Acham Etama Nitrayemi, because on Reb Zeir's Kasha, the answer is, that's the same thing, like Matei Shluchi Nisan, V'loi Matei Shluchi Tishrei, or like Shavuos, or like the second days of Yantif. Once you can't get the information at all times, then you keep 2 days, even when you have the information. And that's not a steer of Bechlal to Kedusha Achas. But the question is, today when there is no Kiddush Al Piriya, that's the next Gemara. In the Dinim Kiv Yach means that there's Bechlal no Kiddush Al Piriya. B'mei Abaye V'Rava. So there is no Bezin to get information from. So if you say there never was a Takana, the whole Takana was when you don't get the information from the Beis Din, and then it was a Takana of Suffolk, and then it was the Takana of Shtei Kedushas. So now there is no Beis Din. So it should be Ke'ilu we're getting the information from the Beis Din, because we have all the information that we need. So Memela, if there was never a Takana across the board The whole takana was when you don't get the information from the Bezdin, but now that there is no Bezdin, we yedina mekiv v'diarcha, why do we keep 2 days? So on that, the Gemara answers, because we might forget the cheshbon, we might forget the calendar. That's taka minik, it's not a takana, and therefore it's taka nakadush achas, and the minik is because we might forget the information, we might forget the calendar. Zin the gazu malchus asal kakule. That's the pshat in the sugya.